Yo, what's up? What's up? It's motherfucking Lord Mav. You know I'm over here doing my thing. I'm outside. This one, I'm outside joints. I was supposed to be talking about like the poverty levels in NYCHA. I guess I'm gonna try to hit that, but I'm just waiting on some White Castle burgers. I ain't got all the time in the world, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, bro. I want to talk about the fact that it constantly be smelling like fire and shit. Why the shit always on fire? These niggas burning everything the fuck down in New York. They trying to kill niggas with this smoke. This shit crazy. Ever since that other shit. Ever since, what's that shit? Where that shit? Canada? Ever since Canada was on fire and the smoke was more prevalent in New York than it was in Canada. You know what I'm saying? Shipping on fire like a motherfucker. That's crazy. I'm smoking, so you know I ain't bitching like that. You know what I'm saying? I be inhaling bad smoke. But that kind of smoke different. That smoke ain't getting me high. That shit just fucking up my lungs. You know what I'm saying? But you know, now that I got that over with, I'm gonna talk about this NYCHA shit real quick, right? So my homie worked for NYCHA now, right? He been working there for a while. But recently his rent done went up. You know what I'm saying? I guess they got around to increasing that nigga rent. But his rent done went from 300 to 1400 or some shit, if not 1600. But whatever he paying, it's not that far away from what we would be paying for this new ass building. Now it's still niggas in this building, so it's not like we far removed from the hood and we still in the hood. You know what I'm saying? But at 1600, son, you would figure that he would be able to live in a better place. Now, I don't know how much he making, right? But, you know what's crazy? I've been out of the game and trying to find an apartment for so long that I forget. But I feel like the standard for today's market in a regular house or a regular living situation, not public type housing or like some type of funded housing, is that you need to make at least 30 times the cost of the yearly rate. Yeah. Or the monthly rate. Yeah. I think it makes more sense to say the monthly rate, but I'm not sure. My wife calling. Hold on. Alright, so my wife called me real quick. It's you know, a little break in the content. But anyway, you know, I'm just talking about my nigga and his rent, right? And it's gonna lead into some bigger shit. So the thing with the rent is that this motherfucker is paying now 1400 to 1600. I think it was 14. But he paying that for a space where niggas is still like, you know, maybe not his building, but niggas might still pee in the hallway, you know what I'm saying, or pee in the elevator, you know what I'm saying? You still might have some 17-year-olds smoking in a random staircase, you know what I'm saying? You still might have a fucking 15-year-old getting fucked on the roof, you know what I'm saying? He got to deal with shit that a motherfucker paying $1,600 or $1,400 shouldn't be dealing with. That's the crazy part. So the thing about, like, fuck Jay-Z, you know I'm always bring Jay-Z up and shit that don't got nothing to do with Jay-Z, because I'm a petty-ass nigga, right? But this nigga, car's coming, bro. This is the funny part about recording outside. I love it, because I feel free to speak, especially when it's nighttime, but then you got to deal with the world, you know? But Jay-Z said one time that the projects was never meant to be permanent housing. That's not true, right? The projects was made as low-income housing, right? And the first people in the projects were white people. And then what happened? I did research on this shit because I was bored at a work program and I'm a smart nigga. So I started doing research on shit, you know? So the projects wasn't meant as motherfucking temporary housing. It was just meant as low income. Of course, the goal in America is to not stay fucking low income. So in that sense, it could be seen as temporary housing. But at the end of the day, it's just housing for people, right? Now, if you work a job that doesn't pay you decent wages that will allow you to move into a better place, then you have to start working on other shit. But in all honesty, there should not be working class poor people. That's the motherfucking problem. So what we dealing with, right? We got low income housing. Now, when I was in the market to try to find somewhere to live, right? And these niggas start talking about low-income housing. and I'm working a job and my wife is working a job, we realized that we get paid yearly based off the minimum wage at the time. We getting paid $24,000 technically a year, right? Because it's $7 minimum wage. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my mother, we was in the shelter, left her to go with my girlfriend, try to, you know, do some shit for her. These niggas end up, I ain't selling drugs. I'm just a regular nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to take care of her. I ain't taking care of her household. So these niggas end up getting evicted. So we over here looking for a place to live at 19. You know what I'm saying? 18, 19, motherfuckers get married. Yada, yada. That's the way the history goes, right? But we looking for a place to live. And you realize that we work full time and we making 24 a year, technically. But they looking for 30,000 minimum for the low income apartments, right? And then when the minimum wage goes up to 15, now they looking for 60,000. You know what I'm saying? So the only real way for us to get into a decent place is to really bust our ass. And it's like, you're not supposed to have to do all this extra shit, nigga. That's not the American dream. And that be my problem with people. They don't realize that this shit is a scam, or at least they don't care about it. They just like, I'm gonna get what I could get. This shit a straight up scam, son. The whole purpose of dealing with the system is that we supposed to have more benefit here than if we was in the fucking wild. But in the wild, you would have built your house, and the shit might have took 3 months, but it's there. Once it's there, it's there. You know what I'm saying? You could live in a tent. Niggas is living in tents right now somewhere. Niggas is in Los Angeles living in tents with no food around them, son. In the motherfucking concrete jungle, son. I think it better be living in the tent in the jungle while you building a house, son. Think about that shit. That shit crazy. These motherfuckers on the streets indefinitely. Food all around you, son. But that shit sound easier, because once you got the house built, then you just got to cultivate the food, and that shit not going to take 8 hours a day. Even if it do, you wouldn't have to worry about the money aspect to where you now thinking about, do I need another job? You know, it was a time where me and my wife was working two jobs, trying to afford a $850 apartment while we was getting paid $750. You know what I'm saying? We getting paid $750 an hour on both jobs, basically. And we working two jobs, trying to afford an $850 room. It's not an apartment, it's a room, nigga. That's the type of situations niggas be dealing with. Unless you want to live in the projects. But the minute that you get a job over there, like the minute you try to better yourself, these niggas put you in a higher tax bracket, to where it's not like you could save. Now you just got more money going out to this shit. A 300, son, you talking about 300 a month as a nigga who getting no money. 300 a month for a nigga that's just on welfare. And then you get a job and you getting paid. This nigga getting paid every 2 weeks. I don't know what the pay rate is, but it's probably, since he in a union, it's probably more than the New York rate of 15, damn near $16 an hour for minimum. So he might be getting close to $20, if not more than that, you know? But if he coming home with like a normal nigga be getting like $500-$600 a week. So every 2 weeks he might be coming home with anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 or something. But that's $4,000 a month. And the only expenses that you take out being rent, damn near $1,500. You know what I'm saying? This ain't got what, $1,500 left? $2,000 left, some shit like that? $25 to cover all his expenses? He in a good situation because he's single and he ain't got no kids, so he ain't got to worry about none of that shit. But for a nigga that did have all those lively obligations, you know? Because one of the things I like to talk about is the fact that we furlough, or we prolong shit that we supposed to do in life, just as human beings. Shit that's actually gonna bring us joy. Scientifically, nigga. life-wise and scientifically, this is the shit that's really gonna bring you some type of real joy. The only thing that be fucking it up be the worldly shit and the way niggas' minds are set up so we don't cooperate in a real way. But we furlough that shit for motherfucking money, you know what I'm saying? But he in a good position in this country, you know what I'm saying, or what we do for this modern age. Because he got a bunch of dough and he ain't really got nothing that he needs to spend it on. But at the same time, if he didn't have that specific situation, then the fact that his rent is $1,500 and he only getting $4,000 a month is some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Because then it's not just clothes for him. It's clothes for everybody in his family, you know? Not just food for him, food for everybody. You gotta go to work. Now you gotta think about daycare. You gotta pay for the daycare. You gonna send him to some bumfuck shit. You know what I'm saying? School hours only operate from a certain time to a certain time. If you don't work during that time, nigga, you gotta get some daycare. Daycare niggas gotta make a living too, so daycare be running like 60 to 80 an hour for some decent shit. You do the math, nigga. I'm out. Peace.